This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Jersey County Fair runs now through Sunday, and they kicked things off last night with a master showmanship competition. Depending on their age, exhibitors competed in the senior or junior division and showed three different species of livestock, swine, sheep, and cattle. The competition focused on the skills of the showman instead of the build of the animals. Champions and reserve champions were named in each division, and the results were as follows. Junior division champion showman went to Jocelyn Kruger, and junior reserve champion showman went to Taylor Ritchie. And after the show, I had a few minutes to visit with the junior champion showman, Jocelyn Kruger. Jocelyn, congratulations. First off, how does it feel to be named champion showman for the junior division?
It feels great.
So tell us a little bit about your background. Where'd you grow up? How long have you been showing? And then just a little about you.
I grew up in Whitehall, and I moved to Jerseyville because my mom has a fiance that lives in Jerseyville. I've been showing for about 4 years.
So tonight you showed three different animals, as did everybody that competed in the competition. Do you always show that many, or what do you typically show when you go to fairs?
I typically show cows and goats.
So tell us about those animals. Actually, let's talk about the ones that you had in the ring tonight. Maybe the breed of each one of them, if you can remember that, and a little bit about taking care of them.
Well, the pig, I had a crossbred, and he was all right. He didn't quite want to lead or go anywhere. So, and then the sheep was a South Down sheep, and he did pretty good. He just sometimes stopped and didn't want to walk as much as he should have. And the cow, it was a crossbred steer, and he did everything he should have, so he did good.
Awesome. Well, I watched the whole competition. I thought you did a great job, as did all the other kids that were showing with you. It's a little bit different, I would imagine, to have to show all those animals when you're not used to showing pigs and sheep. You said beef and goats. So how much practice went into showing tonight?
A lot.
How often do you think you practice? How much did you have to work with the animals?
Well, I tried to be out there as much as I can because I have to go back and forth sometimes, and it was... tried my hardest to get out there, and I tried my best.
Awesome. Well, congratulations again, Jocelyn. Just maybe a final question for you about the animals. Do you have other livestock at home besides the ones that you show, or do you mainly just, you know, take care of the animals for show season?
I just mainly take care of the animals for show season.
In the senior division champion showman went to Clayton Poppy, and senior reserve champion showman was Ashley Moore. And like the juniors, I took a few minutes to visit with Clayton after he earned the champion showman title. Clayton, congratulations. How does it feel to be named champion showman?
Thank you. It feels pretty good. It's a little overwhelming. You know, everybody's coming up and congratulating you, and something I thought I probably wouldn't get ever since, you know, because usually girls are the showmen. They get picked for everything. But, yeah, I've been working hard, so feels good.
Awesome. Well, congrats again. So you said you didn't think you'd get it, but you've obviously got some background in showing. So how long have you been showing, and how did you get into the show ring?
Well, I think around when I was either 8 or 9, I started showing weathers. We were working at them at my grandpa's house, and then we got into the more cattle side of it, and I started showing my first steer when I was about 9 years old at the Jersey County Fair, and then from then I just progressed, and now I don't think I want to do anything different the rest of my life. So,
awesome. So you said you've got experience with the sheep, and then you moved on to the cattle, but you also showed a pig tonight. So was that new for you, or you know, how many times have you done that?
Yeah, that's pretty challenging, because the only times I've ever done that was in this competition, Master Showmanship. So I've progressed in that probably throughout the years just from doing it in here, but I haven't worked much with it, and I haven't strived probably hard enough as I should have in it. But now I guess I'll be finding somebody to help me out since I'm moving on to State Fair.
Yeah, well, obviously your hard work has paid off, and you'll learn more as you go. So what does the rest of the summer look like for you? I mean, you won this competition, so we've got that in August at State Fair, but other county fairs you'll be showing at?
Yeah, we'll be going to Highland Fair in about a week or two from now, and then might hit Brown County Fair just chasing some points for the heifer deal and Beef Expo time, so... then we'll wrap it up at State Fair, and then Calhoun Fair's in September, and we'll hit that, and we'll go to Missouri State Fair after State Fair, after Illinois State Fair. So,
you may have already told us, but I'll ask you again, Clayton, where did you grow up, and did you grow up on a farm and have livestock other than your show animals, or what's your background like?
Well, I grew up in a family, and they're divorced, and my grandma and grandpa got divorced, and she married into the Moore family, who raised shorthorns, and that's how I got into it when I was younger. And I live about 10 miles from the farm, and so I drive there every day, when I was younger, Grandpa used to pick me up every day, and that's how I'd work my animals and get on there. So,
all right, and how many years left of showing do you have? I didn't ask you your age, so how much longer will you be in the show ring?
Well, I'm 17, so junior shows at the state fairs, you can show now until you're 21 by the 1st of January, so I can show technically till I'm 22.
Clayton Poppy, Senior Division Champion Showman. And after my interviews with the champions, I wanted to hear from the man who was making the decisions. Steve Austin of Mount Vernon, Illinois, served as judge for the show, and we discussed his background and his opinions of how things went in the show ring.
Well, I grew up showing cattle primarily, but I had sheep for 30-plus years, and my wife and I both have cattle backgrounds. And then when our kids came along, they wanted to show swine, so we got into showing swine, and they've done that for about 16, 17 years. One of them was, our son just retired as the president of the National Junior Swine Association last year. Our daughter just got on that board this past week. Showmanship's a very exciting and important thing. It gives the kids a chance to maybe not have the best animal out there, but as long as they find that teamwork where they can work with that animal, and it's that combination of both them and the animal, whatever animal it is, they're showing working together. A little bit about my background. I currently am the Extension Associate for Youth Livestock Programs for the state of Kentucky. I help with all the youth programs. I put on the state livestock judging contest and state skillathon contest in Kentucky. And next week I'll have 12 kids from the state of Kentucky that I'll work with for a week, selecting their final 8 kids that travel in the fall before they get it down to 4 kids that go to the national contest.
Wonderful. Well, you've definitely got experience, and it showed tonight. And one thing that I really liked about the way you were judging is you took a minute to stop and talk with each one of the exhibitors and ask them some questions. So what were you looking for as you were talking to the kids? You know, what were you looking in their answers, and maybe some examples of what you were asking them?
We talked about a lot of different things. We talked about the types of feed that they feed, how much feed they feed. We talked about differences in what we look for in animals, good things and bad things, ask them what they would change about their animals. And then to go along with that, we also ask them about some industry questions about what they thought was important in the industry, as far as some of the kids' answers were dealing with more foreign trade or dealing with groups that might not perceive the livestock industry in a positive way, and how they would deal and handle with those situations.
What did you think about the animals that were shown here tonight? You've been in a lot of show rings. You're working with a lot of youth in Kentucky, but you are an Illinois native, as we were told tonight, from Mount Vernon. So your opinion on the animals and how they looked?
Well, we weren't really judging the animals this evening, but there were some out there that I found very interesting and intriguing. There was one young lady that had a heifer that I think will do very well in the show tomorrow, and we discussed some pedigree on her. And then after the show this evening, her father came up and said I'd use that one in a judging class for my judging kids last fall when I was seeing them at a different show. And I kind of remembered her because she stood out at that time too.
Well, then, as you said, we weren't really judging the animals. You were judging the exhibitors on their showmanship skills. So your thoughts on how they all performed tonight. Obviously, you picked 2 winners for the junior and senior divisions, but overall, your thoughts?
I think that Jersey County always produces some really good kids that can go on and be extremely competitive at the Illinois State Fair or at national shows, whether it's the junior shows in the summertime or the American Royal or North American in the fall, and they'll be very successful at those shows. So the quality of animals is really good, the quality of kids is really good, and I was glad to see a good group out here as far as different ages that shows us that we have a bright future, and Jersey County should be very proud of that.
Well, great comments to hear from you, Steve. That's awesome, and a bright future for these kids. I think all kids in the livestock industry, as you well know, they're pretty special, aren't they?
Yes, they are. It's a great industry to raise kids in. We've had the opportunity to do that with our two children, and they've gotten a lot out of it. You know, hard work and dedication to their projects, and then some competition to go along with. It's always a good thing.
Steve Austin, judge of the Jersey County Master Showmanship Competition. Stay tuned for more updates from the fair throughout the week, but that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.